Sulaiman ibn Abd al-Malik, he visited Medina once, and he stayed there for 3 days, and he asked the people that isn't there anyone who accompanied the companions of the Prophet ﷺ that can speak to us and give us a reminder. So they said there is a man by the name of Abu Hazim, and when Sulaiman sent for him and he came, they had a long conversation, and from it I'll mention 3 points. 3 questions that Sulaiman asked Abu Hazim. One of the questions he asked him was, "Oh Abu Hazim, why do we hate death? Why do we dislike death?" To which he replied, "It's because you have built your dunya and you have ruined your akhirah. And you hate to leave that which is built to that which is in ruins." Then he asked him, "How will it be when we approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we return to Allah?" To which he replied, "As for the muhsin, the one who has done good, for this individual, it's like when he's returning home after being absent for a long time. They return happy and excited. But as for the person who did bad, then it's as if they are a fugitive, a runaway, and they get captured and they return scared and fearful of what's waiting for them." And upon hearing this, Sulaiman, he started crying. And then he asked him that, "What do we have with Allah?" To which Abu Hazm said that, "Weigh yourself, weigh your deeds against the book of Allah, and you'll know where you fall." Because Allah says in the Quran, "إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ." This statement of his, personally, it hit me really hard. Because it's true. If we look at ourselves, and we look at our deeds, and we put it in front of the Quran when Allah talks about the believers and their characteristics, and other than that, you know, where do we fall? May Allah truly forgive our sins and our shortcomings, and make us amongst those individuals who strive to Jannah.